The Natural Health Show is proud to present Lisa Davis Healthy Reads on 96.9 Boston Talks. During Lisa's segment, you'll learn about nationally recognized authors dedicated to healthy living. One lucky listener will receive a copy of the featured author's book. Now, here's Lisa.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. I am a mom myself, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here. Now, today on Healthy Reads on the Natural Health Show on 96.9 FM Boston Talks, I will be sharing my top 10 books devoted to health for mom. You know, moms do so much, and we all deserve to sit back and relax and read some good books. And
absolutely.
Laura, it's so true. And, you know, the first book on my list changed my life.
Really?
You know, people say, oh, is it nutrition or diet or exercise? It's actually Janae Luciani's The Bra Book, The Fashion Formula to Finding the Perfect Bra.
You rock. You rock.
Yes,
Lisa.
And I'm
we
telling you.
It's a good thing
do.
Jimmy Myers isn't in the studio already.
He would love that. But seriously, I love clothes. I am huge on consignment shopping, except for my undergarments. But that was the most thought I've ever given to them. I talked to Janae, and I take her advice, and I go to a nice store, and they measure me and fit me. I'm wearing the wrong. Not only do I have the band size, but the cup size is wrong, too.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. They put me in this bra. And let me just tell you, gals, it is, you know, when you get the right bra, it's going to feel a little snug.
You need
and
that support, though.
Exactly, because I said, but this feels so tight. She said, that's the way it's supposed to be. You've been walking around with this loose, baggy bra and wondering why you're uncomfortable. So I really highly recommend the book. I mean, it's just a fun book. It's got great pictures. It's got the history of the bra. It's just a lot of fun, and it's got great information. But honestly, 85% of women are wearing the wrong size bra.
Wow.
Oprah had a big show about this.
Who's the author again, Lisa?
Her name is Janae Luciani. So my advice would be go out, get her book, and go bra shopping, get your girlfriends together, make a day of it, get some lunch, get
all
your
right.
bra.
I'm there.
Exactly. Now, another thing that I love is food. And the second book is Kelly Keough's Gluten-Free, Sugar-Free Baking and Dessert.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, Laura, I'm assuming that you have a lot of gluten-free products.
We have a huge
natural
section.
Foods.
Right,
oh,
but
that
we don't have that title, so tell me about that.
Yeah.
Book.
What's great about Kelly's book is it's for people who want to cut down on sugar. They also might have a gluten sensitivity, and maybe they don't. And the great thing about this book is you don't have to have a gluten sensitivity. You're
sure.
going to want to eat these foods. Like, for example, my daughter loves pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I made her pumpkin pancakes and her vegan blueberry pancakes, and she was all over them. It's great for the whole family. And there's breads and scones and bagels.
Oh, nice.
And so for people who feel like if they find out they have celiac disease or they're insensitive to gluten, they feel like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to eat?
That's the biggest stressor. They don't know how to plan a menu. They don't know what to buy. But as long as there's food lists and menus, that's great. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really, really great book. She also has no-guilt brownies, chocolate chip cookies, cornbread stuffing, grand strawberry rhubarb pie.
You're making me hungry.
Well, a third book's going to make you hungry, too. It's I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening, over 150 ridiculously easy recipes for the super busy. And it's by New York Times bestselling author Devin Alexander. She wrote The Biggest Loser cookbook.
Yeah.
She wrote a book called Healthy Decadence. She wrote a book called Fast Food Fix, where she actually teaches you how to make your fast food favorites, but like a lot less fat, a lot less sodium, a lot less sugar. One of the women from The View actually said that her, you know, Big Mac sauce was actually better than the original and so much healthier and stuff. But the book I'm talking about today, again, is I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening. Eat the foods you love, but learn about the substitutes. And what's nice is she walks you through it. You love chicken parmesan or something. Like maybe use a little less bread and use a lower fat cheese. And she also has a section in her book on organic foods and whole foods that you can use. And again, like if you want to have a juicy hamburger, let's get some more, you know, free range meat.
Right.
Get a whole wheat bun. Let's get a sauce with less fat. Some of the recipes for Devin are the Santa Fe chicken melt with guacamole, thin and crispy margarita pizza, unbelievably easy chicken parmesan, and she's got gorgeous pictures. I mean, talk about being hungry, Laura. You look at this book.
Heck, all I had was a salad for lunch. I'm in big trouble here.
I mean, it's really good stuff. Now, the fourth book is The Ultimate Diet Log by Cynthia Sass, MPH, RD, MACCSD, and Suzanne Schlossberg. And that brings us back to staying on track with our exercise and fitness. And what I love about The Ultimate Diet Log is it starts out with this great study done at Cornell where they had hidden cameras at an Italian restaurant. And 5 minutes after the meal, they asked the diners how much bread they'd eaten. Well, the camera showed that the diners ate nearly 30% more bread than they thought. Now, that wasn't surprising, but 12% of people on camera eating bread said they didn't have any bread at all.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if they were just in denial or maybe you're just talking with a friend, you have the bread on the table.
Yeah, I think you're not even aware.
I think bread causes amnesia.
That's in the back. back section of her book. No, but seriously, you know, it was so interesting to me because I thought, how do you not know that you ate bread? So the book is, you know,
date.
Yeah, really. So it started out kind of fun. And then, you know, she talks about why food and the exercise diary is simply the most powerful tool for helping you make right choices and stay on track. I mean, if you're writing down everything you put in your mouth, you're going to be a lot more careful. You're going to think twice before you grab those cookies. She has a three-step plan to narrow the focus and set smart goals, a 26-week daily diary, exercise tips. It's just really, really great. Now, you can get the books, you can go bra shopping, get some good food, make some good food. Keep track of your food and your exercise. You might want to slow down and go inward. And this book, the fifth book, is incredible. It's called What's Your Body Telling You? Listening to Your Body's Signals to Stop Anxiety, Erase Self-Doubt, and Achieve True Wellness by Steve Siskold. It's about unlocking your body's natural intelligence, freeing your mind from negative thoughts. And for moms, we've got a lot going on. I always
like
say that I have what they call monkey mind, where it just goes and goes. And I'm sure a lot of listeners, you can relate to that. And it really teaches you to get in touch, slow down, how's your body feeling, and listening to your intuition, which I think a lot of us forget about.
Absolutely.
And he has some great exercise in there, and it helps you erase self-doubt and expand your self-awareness, helps you make better decisions and improves your relationship, and again, to stop overthinking everything and listen to your gut.
That's nice. That's
yeah,
a
it's
good
a
one.
Really, he's a delightful man. You know, all these people I've had the pleasure of interviewing in the past, and they're just all really great people who are so passionate about what they do, and it comes across in their books, which is really
Those
nice.
Are great titles, Lisa.
Speaking of relationships and passion, the sixth book is Talk to Me Like I'm Someone You Love by Nancy Dreyfus. She's a psycho-spiritual psychotherapist and relationship coach and author, and I have to say, I immediately fell in love with this book. It is unlike anything I've ever read. It actually has flashcards in the book that if you're in the middle of an argument with a loved one, you can get the book, you can hold it up, and she has flashcards for shifting gears, setting limits, taking responsibility. I know you want to repair this, but right now I just need to be in my own space. Please not to take this personally. I love you. You know, I might say to my husband,
nice.
You know what, sometimes if you're, you know, your husband or your boyfriend's upset and you're a woman and you're like, what's wrong, what's wrong? And they kind of need that time
need
to just
space, just
take their own
yeah.
space, and it's nice to step back and say, okay, I understand that. For setting limits, rather than just criticizing me, can you tell me what you want in a more positive way? Oh, I think this one's really good. You are not being crazy. I can see why you'd be upset with me. Also, I think we all need to laugh. And Sumami, Riding the Wave of Motherhood by Brenna Barsenik. It's funny, it's relevant, it's witty. She tells stories about her kids. It makes you laugh.
Great.
Ignore that pile of laundry. Let the kids watch a little TV and just go sit down and have a good laugh. And the eighth book is all about the health of our finances. Live It, Love It, Earn It, A Woman's Guide to Financial Freedom by Mariana Olszewski. And this is so great about this is she has the pillars for financial success and starting your own business, but she also talks about saying yes to your balance, your instincts, self-respect to your health, and your soul. And I think that's what's so great. The ninth book is a fast-paced and thrilling medical drama by real-life pediatric ER physician C.J. Lyons. Warning signs, lifelines, and urgent care. They're fun, great beach read, romance, mystery, suspense. Tenth book is called The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun. And what she did is she went month by month, I'm going to boost my energy, I'm going to have more love, I'm going to see my friends. And she showed in her life, even though, yeah, I'm married, I have kids, I'm happy with my job, I can be happier. And I think that's a really positive message. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time. And if you would like to get one of these books, and you can choose, be the first person to email me at lisadavisradiogal@gmail.com. Again, lisadavisradiogal@gmail.com. You can pick the books. I'll have them up on my blog. Go to 96.9 Boston Talks website. Go to the Natural Health Show page, and you will see my photo, and you'll see the blog, and let me know, and I would love to send you a book. I hope everyone has a happy Mother's Day. Thanks so much for listening.
Terrific, Lisa. Thank you so much. All right, we've got a couple calls we're going to grab just in a few moments. We're going to wind it up right after these messages, so stay there.